This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While I advocate diversity in my yard, including the sweet-smelling clover, there are plenty of people that want a lawn with grass. So, for you folks, the best defense against weeds is a lush lawn. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time to overseed your lawn. The soil is warm, so seeds germinate quickly. The temps, in theory, should be starting to cool and getting perfect for growing grass. I have some tips for overseeding. First, cut the grass as short as possible. I know that's not what I normally tell you. It will act like a living mulch. If the thatch layer, that brown dead stuff, is thicker than a half inch, remove it. Use a vertical mower, you can rent one, and set the blades to cut the top half inch of soil. This will remove the thatch while creating grooves or slits in the soil surface, making it a great seed bed. Rake up the mess and compost the debris. You might also choose to core aerate your lawn. Again, these machines can be rented. The goal of a core aerator is to take plugs of soil out of your lawn to literally give it some oxygen. Spread grass seed over the renovated area using a broadcast or drop-type spreader. Use 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet of sunny grass seed mixes or 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of shady mixes. Apply half the amount in one direction and the rest at right angles to the first. Don't worry, I'll have all this on GardenBite.com. Rake it in for good seed-to-soil contact. Just tossing the seed over your grass is really a waste of time and money. You could think of it as bird food. My lawn is still fairly green, surprisingly, at this time of year, but a rainy July and rain off and on has made an impact. I suggest you buy seed from a local nursery. Should you reseed, be sure to keep the area moist. That may mean watering twice a day. I have lots more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.